From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Planned Parenthood isn't mentioned by name, but they are bracing for big cuts wrapped in Congress's big, beautiful bill that was signed into law. President Trump's signature tax legislation ends Medicaid reimbursements to large nonprofit healthcare providers that provide abortions. And Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in California. They say the move effectively defunds their clinics, which provides a wide range of healthcare services. Nationally, Planned Parenthood has sued the Trump administration in response, but a federal ruling yesterday is allowing the money to be withheld as that legal fight plays out. And Planned Parenthood in California says that amounts to a loss of $300 million in federal funding. Cap Radio politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald joins us with more on the immediate impact. Hey, Laura.
Hello.
Okay, so let's just dive into Planned Parenthood's footprint in California. How large are they? What types of patients do they serve?
So, yeah, Planned Parenthood has 114 clinics in California alone. And out of all the patients nationwide that get care from Planned Parenthood, a third of them are getting that care in California. So fair to say, Planned Parenthood's California footprint is quite large. And they serve all sorts of people, ranging from newborns to people in their 90s. I was told that during my reporting, which was kind of surprising to me, if I'm being honest. Their primary focus is providing care to, you know, it's relating to reproductive and sexual health, but they see patients for all sorts of, you know, general care.
And as I mentioned, Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in California. Nationally, they're commonly connected to abortion care, especially when wrapped into politics. But is this the leading service that they actually provide?
It is not. Abortion care accounts for about 10% of Planned Parenthood services. 90% of the services they provide include like contraceptive care, STI testing, cancer screening. And then some clinics even provide care for newborns, vaccines for children. Some folks can also be seen for other chronic conditions that aren't in the reproductive healthcare space, like diabetes management, asthma, kidney disease, all sorts of things.
And you actually went to one location last night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I went to the Oakland Planned Parenthood Clinic. It's been up and running for less than a year. And it's for Planned Parenthood Marmonte, which is the biggest Planned Parenthood affiliate in the nation. It has 35 health centers in California and all of Nevada, and it serves over 300,000 adults and children every year. I met with Dr. Laura Dalton, and she is Planned Parenthood Marmonte's chief medical operating officer. And she told me that the Planned Parenthood clinic we were at in downtown Oakland, it's the largest one, not just in California, in the entire United States. And it has 19 clinic rooms, laboratories for testing, procedure rooms where they perform abortions with, you know, state-of-the-art equipment and a really modern layout for both patient ease and efficiency for, you know, the people that are working there. And she told me everything was really designed to maximize efficiency. So thinking about the number of steps it takes to get from the main workstation to the lab, or basically in a recovery room, having a nurse's post like station in the middle so they can have eyes on every patient to make sure they're seeing everybody and making sure everybody's, you know, doing okay. And Dr. Dalton, who showed me around last night, she doesn't practice there, but this is where she kind of walked me through all the kinds of care that patients receive at Planned Parenthood clinics there and all over the state.
Yeah, I mean, what you're laying out seems like a state-of-the-art healthcare center for a lot of people in Northern California and the Bay Area. When it comes to that mega bill that Congress passed, Trump signed it into law, we've talked about it a good amount here on Insight, especially looming cuts to Medicaid, which is Medi-Cal in California. Mm-hmm. But how exactly is Planned Parenthood being impacted in all of this, especially if they're not directly named in this legislation?
Yeah, it's interesting. So like you said, the language in the bill doesn't explicitly name Planned Parenthood, but it describes a nonprofit organization that's primarily focused on family planning and reproductive and sexual health care. So that really narrows it down, obviously, to talking about Planned Parenthood. And it's sticky also because the language in the bill says that if they provide abortion care, that's really what this is going after. And they also want to make sure there's an $800,000 threshold. So if clinic is collecting more than $800,000 a year. They're looking at the year of 2023 in Medicaid reimbursements. Then they're not, you know, they're not going to be able to get any of these reimbursements any longer. And this is for services. I mean, already federal dollars don't go to abortion care. So this is for all services, you know, diabetes, blood pressure, cancer screenings, like we talked about.
So how big of a hit is this?
I think it's difficult to put a number on it right now, but the people I've talked to at Planned Parenthood and some lawmakers I've talked to also, they say it's going to be catastrophic for the organization's operations in California. 80% of Planned Parenthood patients in California are on Medi-Cal. That's, like you said, our state version of Medicaid. So think the vast majority of patients that they're seeing on a regular basis and the care they're providing them, they're not going to be able to get reimbursed for it. And that started this week. I asked Dr. Laura Dalton, who I, you know, introduced earlier. She's Planned Parenthood Marmonte's chief medical operating officer about this. And this is what she said.
Imagine being a healthcare organization that serves as a safety net, takes care of the most vulnerable, is subject to the potential of violence every day, and then is now being told that we cannot be reimbursed for the critical services we provide. I mean, that should be the most devastating thing for people to hear.
Yeah, and Medi-Cal or Medicaid is public health insurance for low-income residents. But what about other healthcare providers that offer abortion services? I mean, I think of large medical providers. I mean, Planned Parenthood isn't the only place where someone can go to receive an abortion. So why aren't these other large medical providers also included in these Medicaid reimbursement cuts?
It's a great question, and it's one that I also had. You know, it kind of dawned on me as I was reporting on this. Wait, you know, that's not the only, this isn't the only location, like you said. But the language in the federal bill, remember, it specifically says the clinic has to be a nonprofit. So that takes away a lot of, you know, for-profit and private, you know, medical centers, hospital systems, and it has to be a community provider with a focus on family planning services and reproductive and sexual health. So when you narrow it down, that's really Planned Parenthood that's being impacted. Sure, you know, you can go to Sutter Health or, you know, a hospital in the UC system and maybe obtain an abortion, but that's not what their focus is as, you know, healthcare institutions.
Yeah. The word defunding has been thrown around a lot when talking about these potential and looming cuts to Planned Parenthood. Is that actually what's happening?
Yeah, the word, you're right. A lot of people use the word defund, but it's not entirely accurate because when I think of the term defunding, I think of money that has already been allocated to a specific organization or for a purpose from Congress and that money's being clawed back. In this case, we're talking about Medicaid reimbursements. So this is for services that haven't happened. Money hasn't already been allocated, but it is money that Planned Parenthood had, you know, was expected to be reimbursed for because that's how it's worked for the last however many decades. And so now they're just, they can keep providing care. They're just not going to get reimbursed for that, those services anymore.
And you mentioned that federal funding for abortions has been banned for years, for decades. It goes back to the Hyde Amendment in 1977, which prohibits the use of federal funds for abortions. There are exceptions in cases of rape or incest or the life of the pregnant person is at risk. So why is this the sticking point to receive Medicaid or Medi-Cal reimbursements? What's the explanation or the argument that the Trump administration is giving for this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to be clear. I haven't talked to anybody in the Trump administration, you know, about this. So I can't speak exactly to what their reasoning was for including this language. But I think it shouldn't be a surprise to people that there are a lot of Republicans in California and nationally that don't support abortion. And Planned Parenthood has faced similar attacks of, you know, limits to funding to kind of minimize the kind of care that they can provide. And so when I ask people at Planned Parenthood about this, they kind of see this as like a backdoor ban. You know, they're not coming out and explicitly banning abortion, but they're basically making it so that they can't keep their doors open to continue providing care.
What groups in California are in support of this cut to Medicaid reimbursements?
Yeah, I really wanted to talk to Republican lawmakers in the state legislature about this, and I unfortunately wasn't able to. I didn't hear back from any of them, and I know this is a federal issue, but I was able to talk to some advocates in the state. I reached out to the California Family Council. They're a more conservative nonprofit, and they've consistently opposed bills in the state legislature that seek to expand or maintain access to abortion. They have a long history of opposition to Planned Parenthood. And then I also spoke with John Girardi. He's the executive director of an organization called Right to Life of Central California. And this is what he told me.
I want as few dollars going to support abortion as I can. I recognize that other places do abortions, for-profit hospitals, things like that. I do think, though, Planned Parenthood occupies this unique space in American political and cultural and healthcare life.
So basically, I mean, he says he supports these changes at the federal level because withholding these reimbursements, that hamstrings the organization, so it isn't as well positioned to provide the types of services it provides, including abortions. And also the thing that stuck out to me in what he said there is he says Planned Parenthood occupies a unique space, and a lot of that is advocacy and fundraising around access to abortion.
Yeah. The Medicaid cuts that we've been talking about on Insight through Congress, they don't take effect until after the midterms. But when it comes mm-hmm. to this specific cut to Medicaid reimbursements to Planned Parenthood, is that the case or is this immediate?
No, it takes effect immediately. So the bill was signed into law on July 4th, I believe. So these cuts are effective now. And I asked Dr. Dalton about what this means for them.
Right now, you know, services are being provided essentially without being able to receive reimbursement, and that's not sustainable. And, you know, I think it really depends on our fundraising efforts. So are there going to be individuals who are able to step in to help close the gap? Is the state of California going to be able to come in and help close the gap? And then also, what are we going to be doing as an organization to redesign our business models in this new world?
So in response to the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade, California has mounted a resistance to trying to strengthen reproductive rights in the state. The right to abortion is codified in the state constitution. In response to this latest move from Congress and the Trump administration impacting Planned Parenthood, how are California leaders responding?
In California, Planned Parenthood has a lot of allies, a lot of supporters in the California state legislature. You know, this is playing out in real time. I haven't seen any sort of legislative effort or other type of like budget plan or funding plan to provide state dollars or otherwise, given these developments at the federal level. And also, this is the first week of the legislative recess. So lawmakers aren't in Sacramento, really, as this is playing out. So they could have more to say when they come back in August.
And nationally, there's a lot of movement because there's a legal fight between Planned Parenthood, which is suing the Trump administration. A federal judge just issued a ruling yesterday that does have impacts to Planned Parenthood clinics in California. Tell us about this case.
Yeah, like you said, there is a legal case playing out. It's the Planned Parenthood affiliates, you know, nationally, and then also in Massachusetts and Utah. They sued a few days after the bill went into effect, asking for a temporary restraining order. That was granted, but it expired on Monday, so Monday, 2 days ago. And the judge did issue an injunction, but it doesn't include California. It makes it so clinics that collect less than that $800,000 threshold that I mentioned earlier in Medicaid reimbursements, and that also don't provide abortions because they operate in states that have abortion bans, you know, they can keep getting Medicaid dollars, but that doesn't apply to any of the clinics in California. Planned Parenthood clinics are still providing abortion care, and they're collecting over this threshold in Medicaid reimbursements. And also, just a reminder, I mean, a lot of states since the Dobbs decision have had these abortion bans that have gone into effect. California is not one of them. In fact, California has the right to abortion, and it's enshrined in its state constitution, and that's after voters approved Prop 1 to do so in November of 2022, just after the Dobbs decision, and it passed overwhelmingly by nearly 67%.
So that's why Planned Parenthood in California says as a result of this ruling yesterday, they stand to lose $300 million in federal funding.
Yes, there are some clinics nationwide that may, because they're operating in whatever state where you can't perform abortions any longer, they can keep their doors open and maybe they're a smaller clinic. But in California, it's effectively defunded.
You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Cap Radio politics reporter Laura Fitzgerald, discussing how Medicaid cuts could impact and are impacting Planned Parenthood clinics across California. Has Planned Parenthood faced a threat like this before?
I think people would point to the Dobbs decision as a major threat and a decision that really changed the landscape for Planned Parenthood's operations. Like I mentioned earlier, there's a whole network now of states that have abortion bans where clinics can't provide this service anymore. But in terms of funding threats, I asked State Assemblymember Maggie Krell about this because before she was in the assembly in Sacramento, she used to be an attorney for Planned Parenthood. And she told me, like, national leaders have tried to do this before. Like, this language has been floated around in Washington before. But the difference this time is that the bill actually passed and now it's in effect.
Mm. As you mentioned, with that Dobbs decision, it's been 3 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. How has this impacted Planned Parenthood across California in the 3 years since?
Yeah, this is something I was curious about, too, especially after I learned that statistic that 1 in 3 Planned Parenthood patients nationwide get that care at clinics in California. I was wondering what's really the driving factor behind that. I asked Dr. Dalton about the impact that the decision had on the care here in California.
Since the Dobbs decision in our post-Dobbs world, we've seen an increase of over 400% of patients traveling to us from out of state. And so we can't leave our communities and the communities beyond ours without access to essential health care.
Yeah, and it's important. This is an important reminder that Supreme Court decision essentially kicked it down to states. And California, in response, welcomes people, regardless if they're a resident of California, for reproductive access.
Yes, yes, totally. Yeah. So they, like she said, they're seeing a lot of people for care that are coming from outside of California. It's also important. I mean, when you think of that 1 in 3 statistic, though, like, California has a way bigger population than any other state, too. We also have social services that maybe make it more affordable for people to seek care at Planned Parenthood here than other states. So those are factors, too. But she said, I mean, the Dobbs decision definitely did change their patient landscape.
Yeah. Planned Parenthood must have felt some type of foreshadowing after the election when Trump was elected, knowing that this administration previously had, you know, it threatened Planned Parenthood or reproductive rights. So how do they prepare following the election, and how are they continuing to prepare with more than 3 years left in this administration?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the organization definitely knew it was at risk with Trump returning to the White House after that became clear in November. But in terms of, you know, more so looking forward, what I continue to hear from people is that they really plan on organizing around this issue of the loss of Medicaid reimbursements for the midterms. I talked to Jody Hicks, who heads the Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California, and she says polling shows that a sweeping majority of Californians want the right to abortion maintained in the state. I mentioned earlier Prop 1 passed with 67% of Californians voting for it. So if clinics have to shut their doors because of this federal spending bill, their Planned Parenthood folks, they say they're going to be talking to voters in districts where their representatives voted for this bill. This is what Jody Hicks said.
And so we'll be talking to voters. And I think that's something that we're learning post-Roe. And it's something that we'll continue to build upon with voters, is this reminder that with every election is a vote for a policymaker that can take away their rights each and every time. And putting up economic barriers such that there's no access to reproductive health is a backdoor ban on people being able to access that care.
Yeah, so this is still an evolving situation. What are you going to be following up on?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really interested to see, the clinic that I went to last night is like a flagship, you know, clinic. It's the biggest in the nation. I'm going to be really seeing, though, how clinics are doing in a few weeks from now, in a few months from now, are how many of them have to close. I'll be checking in with the folks that I've, you know, checked in with on this initial reporting to kind of see what has changed and how they're feeling the financial pinch of this. And I like what Jody Hicks just said, you know, organizing ahead of the midterms, that is really interesting. There are a lot of people in rural conservative districts that get care through Planned Parenthood, and seeing how they feel about these types of cuts will be interesting for me to see.
Laura, thanks for sharing your reporting.
Yeah, thanks, Vicki.
That is CAP Radio Politics and State House reporter Laura Fitzgerald discussing how Medicaid cuts could impact Planned Parenthood clinics across California. Up next, a new regional coalition aims to provide immigrants with resources amid increasing enforcement and raids. We'll learn about the Sacramento Rise Hub. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.